This is an IELTS Energy bonus. Come to our free web class and be professional on IELTS speaking.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You know that the IELTS examiner must hear you sound both formal and informal on your speaking test to get a 7 or higher. Good news, in our upcoming Business English web class, you will learn about formal and informal tones to use, not just in the working world, but on your next exam. Aubrey, welcome to the bonus episode. How are things going?
Yes. Oh, it's terrible here. Awful. Online school is like killing me. I can't do it. What about you?
Oh my gosh. What is so terrible?
Well, first of all, I have 4 children, as you know, and the twins are 6. So it's very difficult to get kids that age engaged in a screen for schoolwork. They'll do screen for games and movies. But when you're trying to get them to learn math and practice reading, that's very difficult. And then my older kids are 12 and 14, and they also are really struggling with, there's just so much to keep track of with their different schedules. They have 7 different teachers with 7 different classes. It's a lot.
Oh my gosh. I cannot imagine. You guys, we know there has to be better ways for kids of every age to learn. But luckily, we have it dialed in for how adults can learn online, because that's our expertise. That's what we know about. I don't know about elementary school online. I mean, I'm learning because of James. But guys, our expertise lies in teaching you adults English. And we are excited to be doing our first web class for Business English coming up September 18th and 22nd. Guys, we know this is an IELTS podcast, and we're going to teach you a couple phrases that you can use on your exam that are just delightful, by the way. But first, just if you need practice knowing the difference between formal and informal English, which we all do, right? This is a native thing that's hard to understand. What will students get as far as learning about that in the web class, Aubrey?
Yeah, so we're talking about our new business class a little bit, and we're helping you see that when it comes to the business world, networking and creating these business relationships, it's so key that you can participate in a conversation in a natural, native way. And a lot of that is how formally you speak. If your tone is informal or formal, when you're talking at the water cooler or while you're making a cup of coffee, it's, you know, quite a bit less formal as opposed to the way you speak in a meeting. Just like on IELTS, we talk about this all the time, that your part one has to be informal and part 3 will sound more formal. And this is what we're going to be talking about in this upcoming web class. It's called Real Business English, How to Be Formal and Informal at Work.
Yes. So guys, pause this bonus episode. Go to allearsenglish.com/real. That's allearsenglish.com/REAL. I know this is going to be a hugely popular web class, guys, and not everyone that signs up will actually get in the room. So sign up, put a notification, an alarm on your phone so you do not miss it, September 18th or 22nd. Show up early because I have a feeling this is going to like max out, guys. There is a limited number that can attend. So go to allearsenglish.com/real. Okay, so we need to be both informal and formal to get a 7 or higher on IELTS speaking. What are a couple examples of how we can do that, Aubrey?
Well, for example, with your filler phrases, the filler phrases that you will use for part 1 are going to be something you would say to a friend. Whereas on part 3, you might need a filler phrase. Now, we talk about these a lot. It's just something to help you not have long pauses. In order to keep that fluency score up, you need to avoid a long pause while you're thinking about your answer. And this is when you need a filler phrase, something you can say while you think.
And also just like strategically, I mean, the filler phrase does so much to help your answers, guys. So it gives you time to think. It helps you avoid that silence or the uhs and ums like Aubrey was saying. But honestly, guys, it helps you sound more natural. Like it will raise your fluency and coherence score to use filler phrases because natives don't jump directly into the answer, right? Like, Let's think about this. Let's have a contrast here, right? What if you get a part two card? Let's say it's speaking part one question, right? What was the last good book you read? Okay, common part one question. Now, a band six student answer would be like,
the last book I read was...
Yes. I like books. The last book I read was, but how would a native introduce that, Aubrey?
Yeah, a native might say, oh, I'm so excited you asked me this because I love books. I read books all the time. I was just talking to a friend about the last book I read. It's actually called Wild Swans, right?
Is that a real book?
Yes. Oh, it's fantastic. Have you read Wild Swans?
No!
You'll have to check it out. It's set in China, and it covers four generations of women and sort of how the grandmother impacts how the mother is living and clear up to the author who lives today. It's autobiographical. It's like a memoir. It's a memoir, and it's fantastic.
I love you said it's a memoir, so it's not fiction, but that type of historical fiction that like moves yes. through generations. Oh, absolutely love it. Okay. So now speaking like that is not appropriate all the time, right? It's not right. appropriate if you're giving a presentation to possible clients, right? And it's not appropriate in speaking part three as well. So what is a more formal, academic fancy filler phrase we could use, Aubrey?
So if same question, well, let's do a different question. If the part three question asks you, why do you think there is a lot of crime in big cities? You want a pretty formal, and that might be one that would stump you, and you might need a filler phrase while you think about your answer. And you could mm-hmm. say something like, this is an excellent question. I think about this a lot because there is a lot of crime in my city, right? So just to say, that is an excellent question. I think about this a lot is a much more formal way of speaking, but it buys you a few seconds to think.
Totally, totally. And if it's not a question that you've thought about a lot, right? Because there's some weird speaking part three questions, right? You could be like, frankly, that is something I have honestly never addressed. It has never crossed my mind to ponder this. But I guess if I have to give an answer, I would say it fills so much time, these filler phrases. They're totally honest. You're not making anything up. And it really just like clears that communication, right? Narrating what's happening in your head, but still sounding fancy. So guys, definitely listen to this bonus a couple times because there's some great IELTS phrases today. And don't forget to sign up for this web class. Guys, if you have to use English in your current job or if you need English in a future job, right, to achieve those professional goals. And we know these days, guys, it is very limited if you don't have English, right? It's so many different industries and fields. So guys, check out this web class. Go to allearsenglish.com/REAL to sign up.
Yes, it's going to be Lindsay and Jessica on this web class. And it's always so fun to watch you guys. I love your web classes. It's such high energy, so positive, and then always such good information.
And this is, oh my God, this web class is so fun. It's so fun, you guys. I can't wait for you guys nice. To go. I had such fun writing it. And I'm like, ooh, I want to talk about it. Awesome. Okay. All right, Aubrey. Well, I'll see you next time in a normally scheduled episode.
Yeah, perfect. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.